Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley. And over the past few days, law enforcement agencies in the U.S. have carried out a huge drug sting operation. We're talking about an operation that took 44 months to plan. It involved 3,000 officers on the U.S. side anyway, and they ended up arresting more than 300 members of a very powerful Mexican drug cartel. To give us more details about this, we have Rusty Payne. He's chief spokesman for the DEA. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. So describe to me how this particular... First of all, we're talking about a drug cartel called La Familia, and we should just give people a little bit of background. This is one of the five most powerful drug cartels in Mexico, correct?
Yes, and I would say it's one of the most violent in the world. La Familia Michoacana, they employ various forms of violence and intimidation to win hearts and minds in Mexico, and they have distribution cells all across the country, unfortunately, in the United States. And what we're doing at the DEA and with our law enforcement partners both here in the United States and in Mexico is we're trying to attack these cartels at every level, from the cell heads in country to the distribution networks here in the United States. One of the interesting things about La Familia is that they are a cartel that uses quasi-religious overtones and also has a Robin Hood mentality.
They don't let their members use drugs.
Correct. They seek to protect Mexicans from drug abuse. They believe that what they're doing is God's work. They believe it is divine justice when they murder. And they also they're trying to win hearts and minds in Mexico, in that they give money to schools and charities and businesses and government, local police, local mayor's offices, things like that.
But they have no love for the U.S.,
which
consumes this product. I mean, I found it interesting. There's one fact when they said the Familia delivered a message that they don't kill for money, they don't kill innocent people, but they delivered the message along with the five severed heads of enemies of the cartel.
Correct. Their religion is money. Their ideology is money and power and control of the border. And unfortunately, we have a problem here on our side of the border. We have a demand for drugs.
Right. We're the consumers.
Correct.
There would be no La Familia were there not buyers in the United States.
Well, they would go somewhere else. They would go to Europe or Africa or Asia. It's a big problem. And you know, people that talk about the battle against drugs and the problem of drugs in this country need to understand that we can't arrest ourselves out of this problem. You and I could be on the phone in 6 months with another great operation. These attacks against the cartels are going to take time. They're going to take a lot of coordination, and they're going to be strategic and ongoing for a while.
We also need to
understand that we need prevention, we need treatment, and we need enforcement. We need all three.
And of course, very quickly, Rusty Payne of the DEA, there's always the criticism that every time you pull drugs out of the hands of the cartels, it just ups the price for which they're able to sell more drugs.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, over the past 2 years, 07 and 08, we actually saw the price of meth on the street rise and the purity level drop pretty significantly, which is obviously good news. We're hoping that because La Familia is such a powerful part of the meth market here in the United States, we're hoping to see a significant impact on that.
Right. Okay, so 300 members of La Familia arrested, part of a powerful Mexican drug cartel. That was Rusty Payne, chief spokesman for the Drug Enforcement Administration.